Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
A clean consciousness is as a lamp. Pour into it the oil of grace. Place in it the wick of self-control. Keep in position the chimney of Namasmarana so that gusts of joy and grief might not scorch the flame. Light the lamp with some Mahavakya like Aham Brahmasmi or Tattvamasi. Then you will not only have light, you will be a source of light. Learn from here the value of silence, of Namasmaran, of bhajan, of japa, of dhyana, of single-minded remembrance of the Lord, of the association with spiritually kin. These will keep you in good stead when distress assails you. Dharma purifies the mind and leads you to God. It creates a taste for the Nama and form of God. When you love the name and form, you will naturally respect and obey the command of Krishna, His Ajna, which is found in the Bhagavad Gita. Have the name on your tongue and form in the eye, and the demon called Asa or unending desire will fly away from your mind, leaving joy and content therein. This kind of constant dwelling on the indwelling God will promote in you love for all beings. You will then see only good in others. You will strive only to do good to others. Start now with the first step, Namasmarana, repeating the name of the Lord, the universal indweller, that will lead you on to the further steps until the goal is reached.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 57th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Adi Shaktaye Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Many devotees experience Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba as their mother. So deep is his love and his consideration for the comfort and progress of his children. Baba has himself declared that he is Shiva Shakti. He often describes Prashant Nilam to women devotees as your own mother's home. Baba is Adi Shakti, the energy aspect of Adi Purusha, if it is conceived as separate. This energy is believed to be feminine and worshipped as such during Navaratri, the festival of the mother, of Adi Shakti, the primeval energy. Baba evinces himself as Saraswati, Durga and Lakshmi, for he presides over the Vidvat Sabha as the goddess of learning. He presides over the Vedic Yajna as Durga, the goddess of spiritual success. It is then that one notices and experiences him most as Adi Shakti. Baba has vouchsafed visions of himself as Mahashakti and Gauri to women devotees. He has the overpowering love of the Supreme Mother, the Adi Shakti, especially towards children of all ages who are weak, defective, handicapped in the march towards God-realization by excessive scholarship, wealth, authority and ignorance. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 57th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Adi Shaktaye Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Adi Shaktaye Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the primeval cosmic energy, the Shakti aspect of the Creator. Shri Satya Sai is the Divine Mother and is the primeval cosmic energy, the Shakti aspect of the Adi Purusha. According to the boon conferred on sage Bharadwaj, Lord Shiva decided to incarnate thrice during Kali Yuga. Accordingly, Shirdi Sai was Shiva avatar, Parthi Sai is Shiva Shakti avatar, and Prema Sai will be Shakti avatar. Since Bhagwan Baba is Shiva Shakti incarnate, the source of all power, the Adi Shakti dwells in him. He has given darshan to several devotees as Adi Shakti, the primeval energy. In 1940, Swami declared his avatarhood. Thereafter, during the Navaratri festival, the devotees used to worship him every day, and in the evenings they used to take him in a procession, seated in a decorated palanquin. During this time, he gave darshan to several devotees in the form of Adi Shakti. The devotees used to be blessed with darshan in many forms of the Mother Goddess, like Jagan Mohini, Tripura Sundari, Durga, Meenakshi, Visalakshi and Kamakshi. Later, this festival changed its form and Swami blessed the lady devotees with the opportunity of chanting the Lalita Ashtotra Shatanamavali and Kumkum Archana, worshipping with Kumkum. From 1961, Swami started organizing Sri Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna Mahotsava. During this week-long celebration, there was Veda chanting, Atirudra Yajna, Japa Homa, Sri Chakra Puja, Sahasra Linga Puja, reading of Srimad Ramayana and Sri Devi Bhagavata. So, the ever-compassionate Swami, who is none other than Adi Shakti, started a Jnana Yajna along with the worship of Dashabhujadharini Sri Durga Devi, Durga, the ten-armed one, and blessed everyone. Since Adi Shakti is the form of Divine Mother, she is full of love and compassion towards her devotees and instantly rushes to their aid. Here is an enlightening example. After Prashanti Nilayam was established, in one instance, while talking to his devotees, Swami suddenly started twisting and turning his body and it became stiff like wood. On seeing him that way, the devotees were shocked and felt very anxious. Swami was in that condition for about 10 minutes. Then he awakened slowly and with a soft smile, the Sai Mata said, quote, "A lady devotee of mine in America was suffering from labor pains. In order to free her, I had to rush there. I blessed her and the baby daughter and returned." Unquote. A few months later, this lady came for Swami's darshan and this incident was confirmed. On 20th October 1965, during the inaugural function of Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, Swami announced that he was Adi Shakti. He said, quote, "Earlier, Goddess Bhavani had blessed King Shivaji with a sword and ordered him to protect the ancient Dharma. Today, this Shiva Shakti is giving these pandits the weapon of fortitude and I order them to go out in the world to carry out the mission of the revival and upliftment of righteousness." Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 57th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Adi Shaktaye Namaha. The 58th name is
Om Sri Sai Aparupa Shaktaye Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Aparupa means delightful or wonderful. The name means he who has delightful and wonderful powers that give delight and wonder to all. Who else has and where else have we experienced all the glory of divinity as evinced by Baba? Being in every heart, Baba knows all our actions even while they are willed and planned. Being everywhere in space and always in time, Baba makes himself visible when he so wills, anytime, anywhere, even in the physical form he has assumed now. Being all-wise, Baba knows what is best for each one of us. No one with equal or more Shakti has appeared on earth since Lord Krishna. Sai Baba at Shirdi declared he was Vasudeva. Quote, "I am Mahalakshmi, I am Vittoba of Pandari, I am Ganapati, I am Dattatreya, I am Krishna, all this universe is in me, I am formless and everywhere, all that is seen is my form." Unquote. Satya Sai Baba, the same Baba who has come again is as universal and as omnipotent as the Sai who declared, quote, "I am the universal absolute that is both immanent and transcendent. I am Vishwavirata Swarupa. I am Sarvadevata Swarupa. I am Nirakara come in this Narakara." When someone asks you, "Where is God?" do not dodge the question giving a reply in which you have no faith, namely, "He is everywhere." Direct him to Puttaparthi. Unquote. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 58th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apurupa Shaktine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Aparupa Shaktine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who has delightful and wondrous powers. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba is Shiva Shakti incarnate. Before taking human form, he had given auspicious indications about his advent. After birth and right from his childhood, he has performed many miracles. The special qualities of Sakshatkar, realization, Chamatkar, miracles, and Paropakar, benevolence, which are present in the divine incarnations, have been prominently seen in Swami from his childhood. The seven special characteristics which can be seen only in an avatar are prosperity, knowledge, non-attachment, glory, creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And all this can be seen embodied in Bhagwan Baba. By his mere sankalpa, divine will, he has performed many miracles which are beyond the scope of science. Be it making a dead person come alive or being present in two places at the same time. These things are possible only through Swami's divine will. Here are two examples which give a glimpse of his divine qualities. Once, Swami's ardent devotee, Sri Panduranga Dikshit, had gone to Puttaparthi along with his family during Dasara celebrations. His daughter, Jyotsna, used to participate in the morning Nagar Sankirtan with a lot of zeal. One morning, when some of her friends came to wake her up, she said, "Today I had a wonderful dream. In that dream, Swami materialized a crystal Japamala, rosary, and put it around my neck." The same morning, Swami called the Dikshit family for an interview. He materialized a crystal rosary exactly like the one shown in the dream and gave it to Jyotsna and said, "Your dream has come true." From this incident, we can clearly understand that Swami controls our lives not only in the waking state but also in the dream states of our mind, and is a divine incarnation with wondrous powers. The other example is that of Mr. Walter Cowan. He suffered a massive heart attack and was moved to a hospital in Madras, now Chennai, immediately by Mrs. Elsie Cowan with the help of Mrs. Ratanlal and others. On arrival, the doctors declared him dead. His nose and ears were blocked with cotton wool. The body was covered and was transferred to another part of the hospital. It was the morning of 25th December 1971. Swami responded to Mrs. Cowan's prayers and went to the hospital and restored him to life. Mr. Cowan, who was declared dead by the doctors, was resurrected. But at that time, physically, Swami was giving a discourse to a gathering of devotees somewhere else. When Mr. Cowan was found to be alive, the doctors conducted some tests on him. At that time, he was not only found to be in perfect health, but there was also no trace of the severe diabetes or any other illness from which he had been suffering earlier. So, Swami not only blessed him with rebirth, but he awarded him a new life, free from all diseases, which disappeared with the death. All this happened only due to the wondrous, miraculous power of Swami's Sankalpa, the divine will.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 58th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apurupa Shaktine Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Janani ma, Sai Janani ma. Janani ma, Sai Janani ma. Janani ma, Sai Janani ma. Janani ma, Sai Janani. Janani ma, Sai Janani ma. Prashanti vaini, chira sukhadaini. Prashanti vaini, chirasukhadayini. Jai Jai Sai Ma. Jai Jai Sai Ma. Janani Ma. Sai Janani Ma. Janani Ma. Sai Janani Ma. Prema Vahini Ma, Jnana Vahini Ma, Dharma Vahini Ma, Jnana Vahini Ma. Prashanti Vahini, Chirasukhadayini. Jai Jai Sai Ma. Jai Jai Sai Ma. Jai Jai Sai Ma. Janani Ma. Sai Janani Ma.